Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Roundup for today, Thursday, November 27th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, Caribbean needs to move beyond partisan politics, says UWE professor. From the region, Cuba exports drugs and health technology to over 50 countries. And internationally, oil prices plunge after OPEC meeting. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Free Christmas bargains at Springfield Trading Limited. Yes, it's back again. Springfield Trading Limited brings you another super savings Saturday. This Saturday, 29th November, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., get super deals, discounts, and reduced prices on cleaning supplies, toilet paper, canned foods, diapers, cooking oil, and so much more. Yes! It's a super savings Saturday at Springfield Trading Limited. Call 448-2340 or visit us on Cornwall Road in Roseau.
Black Friday, DJ is here, and the best deals just got even better at Courts, with up to 60% savings on a wider range of items, plus doorbusters at ridiculously low, low prices, like the Mavi 20-inch cooker, get it for $99, the Naples end table for $49, the 19-inch TV for $99, the Naples coffee table for $99, and more in store. But stock is limited, 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 so you got to get there early. Doors open from 7 a.m. and offer applies to both cash and credit purchases. Courts DD Black Friday sale with up to 60% off plus ridiculous door busters this Friday, November 20th only. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Professor of Social and Political Change at UWE Mona, Brian Meeks, has outlined being too partisan as one of the problems facing the Caribbean region. Professor Meeks says the Westminster system of governance adopted by most Caribbean territories has made citizens too partisan as opposed to recognizing the common issues which need to be addressed as a unit. According to Meeks, this is one area which Caribbean people need to move beyond in an effort to realize their true potential or real development for their respective countries and the Caribbean as a whole. This, he says, may require a structural and constitutional change or a psychological rebirth.
It's a question of how it has evolved and how it has adapted to the culture of the Caribbean. But what I think is that the negative in it is that it has made us more tribalist. And less recognizing our commonality and the common issues that we need to address as a people in the individual islands as well as in the Caribbean as a whole. And this, I think, is something that we need to move beyond, and whether it means structural and constitutional change or whether it means a psychological rebirth, it will take time, but there are other things which have to be done very quickly. So the question really is that unless we can find a space for a national effort which moves beyond Labour Party, UWP or PNP, JLP in my country. Well, I'm not arguing.
Meanwhile, Professor Meeks says while he does not suggest moving towards a one-party state, there needs to be a space to allow for long-term policies which are changed consensually. He says the rapid shift in policies between governments has affected the region's development tremendously.
Well, I'm not arguing for one-party state because I think the dangers in that are the absence of opposition. It may sound trite, but it's a substantial point that there's a certain point where we want to throw out the known problem for an unknown problem, which may not be much better, but at least we get rid of the people who are complacent with ruling for too long. And there's a tremendous plus in that. But we need to find a space, maybe around a set of policies that are long-term, that we agree on consensually. And that we don't change for 20 years, or we change on the margins. We only change consensually within those 20 years. And that, I think, is one of the problems, that the rapid shift from policy to policy, between elections, doesn't allow for that midterm development, which is key to our future. And this has affected us tremendously.
Professor Meeks is currently on island for the 9th annual Dame Eugenia Charles Memorial Lecture, taking place at the Fort Young Hotel tonight from 7 p.m. He will be presenting on the topic Beyond the End of Sovereignty, Recapturing Space for Humanity in the Caribbean. Regional media is reporting that according to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, at least four Caribbean Community CARICOM member countries are taking steps to reduce their reliance on Venezuela's Petrocaribe oil subsidy. Crude oil prices are falling and a recent Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries OPEC emergency meeting has made little difference. Venezuela's Foreign Minister Rafael Ramirez is calling on OPEC to fix oil prices at $100 a barrel. An unfavorable decision by OPEC will be bad news for Venezuela's economy, including its ability to maintain Petrocaribe. Meantime, Reginald Ostry, the minister holding the Petrocaribe portfolio, told Q95 News that he was not in the position to comment on how this situation would impact Dominica's arrangements with Petrocaribe, but would seek to comment if approached at a later date. According to Caribbean News Now, the four countries looking to reduce reliance on Petrocaribe are Guyana, Haiti, Belize, and Jamaica. Head of the Plant Protection and Quarantine Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, Ryan Amselm, says the unit has put together an integrated pest management strategy for the control of the deadly black Sigatoka disease. The island's banana and planting subsector were heavily impacted by the black Sigatoka disease in 2012. Anselm says, together with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the program will restructure the subsector and look to improve the competitiveness and productivity of it. He made these remarks at a banana and planting stakeholders meeting hosted by the Ministry of Agriculture on Wednesday.
We in the Ministry of Agriculture, what we have done together with the major stakeholders is put a matrix together, and together with FAO, we have put an integrated pest management for the management of black Sigatoka. Moving forward, what we have to do is to restructure the banana and plantain subsector, where we have to look at improving on the competitiveness, improving on the productivity. Presently, the farmers are producing 4 to 5 tons per acre. Our goal in the first year is to increase that to 7 to 10 tons, and in the second year, 10 to 15 tons. So we have to be productive, we have to be competitive, and we also have to look at diversification.
Head of the Plant Protection Quarantine Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture, Ryan Anselm. The construction of playing fields in Canefield East and Massac are among projects expected to become a reality if the Dominica Labour Party DLP hopeful for Maho Rayburn Blackmore is re-elected to serve the people. Blackmore gave the commitment at a DLP rally to endorse his candidacy in Canefield on Wednesday. He also announced that $1.1 million will be allocated towards the rehabilitation of the Canefield East Road in a new term for DLP.
And I want to give the people of Canefield East the assurance. And you know, I've met with you in Canefield East several times at your homes. And I want to say thank you very much for the manner in which you have received me over the years, wonderful people in Canefield East. As you have seen that we have started doing corrective works on the road, and we shall be spending $1.1 million in my new term to improve the road for you in Canefield East going forward. And we have already demarcated a parcel of land for the construction of a playing field for you, the people of Canefield East, in my new term, my dear friends. In terms of playing field, the same will be done in Massac. I want to make
Blackmore says the DLP will also seek to make the Massac Community Center the basketball and volleyball games in a new term.
I want to make Massac the center for basketball in this country. And we have already started the design and the estimate to ensure that we cover the facility of Massac so we can have indoor games, namely basketball and volleyball, because I want my young ladies to enjoy themselves too. That is why, my dear friends, you must vote for Ray Blackmore and the Dominica Labour Party.
where we stand here tonight in Kenfield. I've already made a request, and we have already ordered the lights so that we can light the playing field right here. I've gotten advice from the people of the Dominican and Seaport Authority that the lights will not pose any hazard to airplanes landing at this airport in Kenfield, my dear friends. And we shall ensure that you, the people of Lower Kenfield, have a proper place to represent yourself.
Better days are coming because of the fight.
That was the DLP hopeful for the Maho constituency, Rayburn Blackmore. Better days are coming is the United Workers Party UWP manifesto promise coming out of the launch of the Portersville Savannah Wednesday. Speaking at the manifesto launch, party leader Lennox Linton says the creation of 5,000 jobs in 3 years is a top agenda item for the party. The removal of VAT on essential foods to reduce the cost of living and the removal of taxes on construction materials to stimulate the housing sector are other areas that the party will explore. Linton says the party has a well-structured plan developed by the entire team in consultation with a cross-section of Dominicans from all sectors.
Better days are coming because of the 5,000 jobs in 3 years. Better days are coming with the return of income from banana and non-banana agriculture. Better days are coming with a reduced VAT on hotel operations and 100% increase in the destination marketing budget for all tourism. Better days are coming with an international airport. Better days are coming with a high-speed ferry service. Better days are coming with a state-of-the-art yacht marina in Portsmouth. Better days are coming with island-wide town and village enhancements. Better days are coming with a high-end eco-tourism resort in the Kalinago Territory. Better days are coming with the removal of VAT on essential foods to reduce the cost of living. Better days are coming with the removal of VAT on raw and packaging materials to boost the manufacturing output. Better days are coming with removal of taxes on construction materials to stimulate the housing sector. Better days are coming with 500 low-cost houses in 1,500 days. Better days are coming with new state-of-the-art national hospital.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. And that's this evening's local news. In news from the region, more than 50 nations buy Cuban medicines and technologies, one of the country's main export items, says Victor Faith Perez, head of the Department of Pharmaceutical Services in the Ministry of Public Health. The products include 30 drugs made only in Cuba and a group of generic ones that are bought by state members of the Bolivarian Alliance of the Peoples of America, ALBA, the nations in Asia, Africa, and even Europe, said the official, quoted in a Rebuild newspaper. Meanwhile, Gustavo Siria Gonzalez, VP of BioCuba Pharma, reported that also they export technologies and diagnostic equipment that allow early detection of congenital malformations, hereditary diseases, and other conditions. He highlighted the certain and intensive care units of equipment capable of measuring the proportions of gases in breathing and critically ill patients, which is very important in deciding the type of treatment they are to receive and save their lives. Sierra Gonzalez said Cuba is manufacturing plants in various continents, and the products that would do well in these markets, including hearing aids. And internationally, the price of oil slumped after the OPEC producers cartel decided not to cut output at its meeting in Vienna. OPEC's Secretary General Abdullah Salem El-Bari said they would not try to shore up prices by reducing production. There's a price decline. That does not mean that we should rally to rush to do something, he said. Following the announcement, Brent crude fell below $72 a barrel, hitting lows previously seen in August 2010. The 12 OPEC members decided to maintain production at 30 million barrels per day, as first agreed in December 2011. "We don't want to panic. I mean it," said Mr. El-Bari. We want to see the market, how the market behaves, because the decline of the price does not reflect a fundamental change. Crude oil prices have fallen 30% since June on sluggish global demand and rising production from the US. The fall in the oil price has been causing concern for several members of the oil cartel, as most require a price above $80 a barrel to balance their government budgets, and many need the prices above $100 a barrel. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news this evening, Caribbean needs to move beyond partisan politics, says UWE professor. From the region, Cuba exports drugs and healthy technologies to over 50 countries. And internationally, oil prices plunged after OPEC meeting. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.